Okay, essentially what this file is going to do is after you wake up at the end of it, you are going to be raped by a tentacle monster and give birth to something nasty. That's what it does.
Okay, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice. Nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
And now that you are completely and utterly relaxed, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you are a young woman. That's right. Picture it right now. Picture exactly what you would look like. Your age, your body. Picture all of it. Because very soon, you are going to open your eyes, and that is exactly who you are going to be. You'll wake up being a young woman. And then, as you just get a chance to start adjusting to your body, you're going to discover that something slimy, a tentacle, immediately wraps around your head, covering your eyes and holding them shut. At that moment in time, you will not be able to see anything. Your eyes will be closed, and before you can move or do anything else, several more large tentacles will wrap themselves around your wrists, your ankles, and your waist. They will hold you down wherever you currently are. Then, once you are held, immobilized by the tentacles, you'll begin to feel several dozen small, worm-like creatures crawling up, swarming all over your body while you are being held down. Feel them. Imagine them. That's right. Then you will feel several large tentacles moving all over your body, exploring every part of you. That's right. All over. They will explore every inch of your body. And once they have done that. Once they have explored the outside of your body, these tentacles will suddenly slide themselves into your ass, into your pussy, into your mouth, and begin fucking you. You will find yourself filled with tentacles, and as they fill you, they will begin filling you with a fluid. You will find that your belly is beginning to expand. There won't be any pain. It will just simply be being stretched by all the fluid that is being poured into you by this creature. And then, as it stretches, you'll find that it starts getting bigger and more, as if you are pregnant, as if you are 9 months pregnant. You will feel the liquid filling you and beginning to take shape inside of you. It will begin taking its own shape. In fact, it will begin moving inside of you. You will feel the movements inside of your belly, and as you begin to feel those, the tentacles will slowly slide out of you, and you will feel that activity inside of you for the next several minutes. While you will still be held down, you will feel more and more movement inside of you. And then, you will find that you are beginning to give birth. No labor pains, but you will feel your body. You will feel the contractions. You will feel it happening as you shake and shudder, and a large, slug-like creature crawls out of you. There won't be any pain. Just a lot of pressure as the thing works its way out. And then, afterwards, everything will fade away, and you will return to the person you were. That's right. That is what is going to happen as soon as this file is done. As soon as it is over, the tentacles are going to grab you. Grab your face, then hold you down, put slug-like creatures all over your body, and then more tentacles will explore every single inch of your body, and when they're done doing that, they will begin invading your body. You will feel one sliding slimy into your mouth all the way to the back of your throat, filling it, raping it. You may even find that you feel its slimy seed going down your throat, and at the same time, a second tentacle will be entering your ass, entering it and filling it, and the same slimy seed will pour into you. But that will be nothing, nothing at all compared to the third tentacle that enters your pussy. It will slide into you and begin raping you, and you will feel horribly pleasure from it. There will be pleasure as you have never felt before, as this tentacle rapes and fills you to the point that your belly begins stretching, stretching outward, getting larger and larger, until it is the belly of a woman who has been 9 months pregnant. Yes, that's right, 9 months pregnant. And when you are that pregnant, that is when all the tentacles will pull out of you. All of them will slide their way out of you, and then, and only then, will you discover that you have this slug baby inside of you, moving around, squirming, pressing, growing, and it will grow quickly for several minutes as you are held down, experiencing it inside of you, moving around, and then, finally, the slug will come back out. It will come back out of you, larger than it was when it went in, born from your pussy. You will feel the contractions, and you will feel yourself forced to push it out of your body. And when you are done, it will exit your body, and it will crawl away, and the tentacles will release you, and then and only then will you find yourself returning to the person you were before it all started. That's right. Once the tentacle has left, once the slug has crawled away, you will find that your body is returning to the way it was before you listened to this file, but you will still remember everything that happened to you. And now, now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and in the body of a young girl. And as soon as you start to get your bearings, that is when the tentacles will come after you. So, let us begin. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed. And I hope you enjoy.